This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump said goodbye to Japan's prime minister aboard a Japanese destroyer south of Tokyo, where the two leaders noted a close military alliance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
We had a tremendous couple of days.
President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spent several days sharing Japanese culture and holding discussions on key topics like trade and the threat from North Korea. They reached agreement on neither topic, but aboard the JS Kaga warship. The president says he was honored to be selected to be the first world leader to meet the new emperor, Naruhito.
We celebrate the U.S.-Japan alliance and the friendship between our freedom-loving peoples.
Before meeting with U.S. troops on an American amphibious assault ship, President Trump also delivered condolences for a deadly stabbing attack near Tokyo. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And with more on that stabbing is AP's Mike Rossia.
A man carrying a knife in each hand attacked a group of school children waiting at a bus stop just outside Tokyo Tuesday morning, wounding at least 19 people, including 13 children, according to Japanese authorities and media. The attack took place near Noborito Park in Kawasaki City. NHK television, quoting police, said the suspect died after slashing himself in the neck. An official with the Kawasaki Fire Department told the Associated Press one person had been killed. Some Japanese media outlets reported at least three deaths, while some others were saying there were two dead, including the attacker. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel moved closer to new parliamentary elections Monday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unable to form a government after appearing on track last month to win a fifth term as leader of the Jewish state. The Israeli parliament approved a preliminary motion to dissolve itself and, if adopted a second time and on Wednesday, during a vote, Israel would be forced to hold new elections. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's newly formed political party has appointed campaign advisor Dmytro Ryzhkov as its head and will interview prospective candidates to fill its party list ahead of a snap parliamentary election in July. That's according to party representatives. A comic actor with no previous political experience, Zelensky beat incumbent Petro Poroshenko by a large margin in an April 21st presidential runoff. A day after his May 20th inauguration, he signed a decree to dissolve parliament and scheduled new elections for July 21st. The National Weather Service is warning that the severe weather that has ravaged several states and central United States since last week is not done. This while Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt got a look at tornado damage in his state. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A tornado near Oklahoma City in El Reno turned deadly.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV, when you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the two-by-fours that are driven through different places. Whole roof's gone.
Stitt says it's been an unbelievable couple of weeks in Oklahoma with tornadoes and flooding, and more rain is in the forecast.
But we'll get through this, and Oklahomans just come together like no other state.
And the governor got a call from President Trump.
Yes, sir. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on the trip to Japan, and thanks for checking in on us.
I'm Ed Donahue.
An Iraqi court has sentenced a French citizen to death for being a member of the Islamic State group. 37-year-old Mustafa Mohamed Ibrahim from the Mediterranean city of Nice on Monday became the fourth Frenchman to receive a death sentence in Iraq. When the judge asked him if he was guilty of being a terrorist, Ibrahim claimed he was brainwashed by the militant group. He said, "I am not guilty of carrying out any crimes." He said, "I am guilty because they brainwashed me. I am the victim of the Islamic State. I am not guilty." On Sunday, three other Frenchmen were sentenced to die. They are among 12 French citizens who were caught in Syria by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. They were transferred to Iraqi custody in February, and they can appeal their death sentences. A U.S. citizen has become the 11th person to die while climbing Mount Everest in the past 10 days. 61-year-old Christopher Kulish, a lawyer from the mountain state of Colorado, died Monday while returning from the summit. The cause of his death unclear. Last week, an American died while descending in what is believed to be a case of altitude sickness and late May in rush hour for climbers, or is rush hour for climbers, attempting to summit Mount Everest because it's usually providing a short window of favorable weather. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.